Irina, what does this bronze medal mean to you tonight?
Good evening, everybody. I'm so happy I get one more Olympic medal. It's a small piece of history for me. And I'm a little bit disappointed with my skating because I was ready really well. But it's life, it's competition, and we can't change anything right now. But other way, I'm so happy.
I had the opinion you have been a little bit blocked. Is this impression right or wrong?
For me, I don't understand.
My impression was you have been a little bit blocked.
But
a little bit.
Do you mean, sir, by the way, the judging or
no, I understand the question. Okay. That's Olympic Games, don't forget.
Do you think you deserve the silver medal?
I don't think now anything. I'm happy I have a medal.
Was it too much pressure tonight? Was it too much pressure for you?
That's competition. It's pressure all the time.
Irina, it's when you're in a situation like you were in, it seemed it was yours to win, and you have a fall. Can you talk about a certain, I know you're happy to win a bronze medal, happy to win a medal, but at the same time, I know you were going for the gold medal. Is that a bit of a disappointment when you had it, the opportunity, you fall during your free skate and are not able to surpass the other two?
That's competition, and you never know what can happen, you know. And it's happening. What I can do right now? I'm just happy what I got because, you know, other girls, you know, they came, they compete, and they have like 18 and 20 places, you know. I'm happy I have something. Of course I'm disappointed because that jump, you know, usually I jump this on exhibition. It's no problem for me. But it's competition. That's life.
Yeah, Irina, how much... it was difficult to follow your program by the sheet that they gave us. Were you making some things up, adding some things as you went, or how did that go? Do you remember?
You know, it's just a second, you know. And it's happening, that's it.
Did you watch the skaters before you? And if you didn't watch the skaters, did you get any sort of update on what had happened with the others?
No, I didn't see anybody because I was warming up.
Could you compare now yourself? You have the same medals that Michelle Kwan had in the Olympics and a similar career. Could you talk a little bit about that? Do you compare your career with hers?
First, what I want to say, I was so upset that Michelle doesn't come because I was waiting for her. And other way, that's life again, you know. Because we can't decide what we like, you know. I mean, like, if I like something, I can get it, you know.
And could you compare your career with hers?
Oh, you know, yeah, we're starting when it was so small, and we're competing together such a long time.
Irina, can you just tell us what your plans are for the future? Will you continue to skate now for the next competitions with Mr. Wells? Will you continue next year?
We'll see, you know, I feel power, and we'll see, you know. Life will show.
We'll go ahead, and I'm going to ask Shizuka if you would make a comment on being this year's Olympic champion.
She's
just surprising right now, and she couldn't find any certain word for it.
Sasha, could you, I think the journalists would like to know, particularly after the first 30 seconds into your program, what was in your mind and if you thought at the end of the program you would wind up with a medal?
I was disappointed and in a little bit of shock. I had a really hard time with two of my jumps in the warm-up. It wasn't a surprise. I tried really hard when I went out there. I just didn't get the height or get over myself, and I somehow was able to block it out and pull myself together for the rest of the program. I definitely didn't think I was going to get any medal when I finished skating, so it was a nice surprise. But ultimately, you know, a medal just signifies what you've accomplished, and I think there's nothing that can describe, you know, your personal feelings at the end of a performance, and that's what makes it worth it, and that's, you know, what I had at the end of the short program, and that's what I'll remember.
Lena, you were coughing a lot. What is your condition about mom health, as well as how satisfied that you came and achieved bronze medal, considering that you have to go on through all that in the past years?
You know, I'm so happy that I'm here, because last 4 years was really, really hard for me, you know, because my life changed for the last 4 years. And now I'm so happy I'm here, I'm with medal, and my condition is still not really great, because I'm not a really health person, you know, but I'm still happy.
Could I ask you to talk about what was going through your mind and the emotions of being able to come back after the second element? You fell on the first, put the hands down on the second. Were you thinking this is all going to fall apart? And what was it inside you that allowed you to, it seemed to me, to compose yourself afterwards and to salvage this, if you want to call it, salvage of silver?
It was very difficult, because I wasn't coming back with an easy jump. I was coming back with a triple loop, which I'd also slammed on in the warm-up. And I took it one step at a time, and I was able to believe when everything looked really dark and gray. And then after that, I had a little break where I think the music carried me through, and I love the music and performing this program. And it's always so special to me, no matter what happens. And it goes beyond an athletic event and just becomes an emotional experience. And I kept believing and seeing positive things, and I was able to attack the rest of the program. And, of course, I was disappointed and in shock, but, you know, you got to take what life gives you and do the best you can with it.
So I should say two questions. One would be, did you see Fumie Suguri skate, and if so, did you think that she may have beaten you before the judges' scores went up? And secondly, are you injured or are you not injured?
I didn't really watch. You know, I watched kind of off and on people after I skated. I took off my dress. I changed. I really didn't think I was going to get a medal. I was just a little bit in shock, just sitting. And as far as my injuries, you know, it's been a rough time for me. I've been dealing with lots of little things, nagging things on and off. I've done kind of my best to push through them. It's been a little bit hard in training, but, you know, tonight I had enough medication where I felt good, and that definitely was not an issue with how I skated. No shots. I don't like needles. But I have, you know, a variety of, like, ultrasound and phonophoresis and Celebrex and Tylenol and a nice combination.
Did you skip practice yesterday because you were tired, or was it aches and pains? And did you actually, you know, sort of injure something here? And also, as a follow-up to that, you talked about after the program. I mean, were you very upset? Did you cry? I mean, could you tell us a little bit more about, you know, what happened?
As far as practice, yes. Oh, yes. Okay, yesterday, I was just very, very, very tired from the short. And, you know, ultimately, I'm not going to learn anything new. And I decided to just kind of rest and recover. And I had a great day yesterday. And, you know, I got on the practice today. And, you know, it was enough for me to just warm up and go through everything. And as far as, you know, no, I didn't cry. I don't usually cry unless I'm very angry. And, you know, I'm not just angry. I'm kind of just on the letdown a little bit. So I think I'll kind of dwell and everything will kind of sink in. But ultimately, it's 4 minutes of one day in my life. And I look back on the past 4 years, and I've had such an incredible journey in this process. And I've grown so much as a person and an athlete. I think I've become stronger. I'm tougher than I think I am. And, you know, I have to be proud of all those things and, you know, take that with me into whatever else I choose to do.
Shizuka, were you aware that Japan had not won any medals yet in the Olympic Games? And if so, how much pressure did that put on you?
Well, あのオリンピックで日本がメダルを1個も取れないんじゃないかという心配しませんでしたかと、それがプレッシャーになれませんでしたか。
まさか私が取れると思わなかったので、あまりプレッシャーにはなっていなくて、今自分がこうしてメダルを手にしたことが一番びっくりしていて、それが結果的に第1号だということで、とても良かったなと思っています。
She was expecting to be a first medalist in Japan and the only one. And well, she wasn't so, she didn't feel so much of pressure about that.
First of all, it seems like it was a perfect skating, but what's your impression?
完璧な演技だったと思いますけど、印象はどうですか？
一つジャンプがトリプルジャンプがダブルジャンプになってしまったことが悔やまれることと、私はどうしてもトリプルトリプルのコンビネーションに挑戦したかったので、それがプログラムに入らなかったことは残念ですけれども、全体的にすごく、滑っていて心地よかったので、それが一番良かったなと思っています。
Well, she tried triple, her attempt at a triple loop came to double, and well, she was initially tried to succeed triple-triple at the beginning and the second one, but she couldn't, and that's the only part that she's missing about.
Yes, for Sasha, you seemed so unsettled during the warm-up tonight. Was it, did you almost have a sense that something like this might be happening when you took the ice?
You know, I was a little bit surprised because my first few jumps went really extraordinarily easily for me, and there wasn't it just felt on. And when I got to the triple loop, I just I slammed on that, and on the flip and left, it just didn't get the height. I was shooting backwards, and that surprised me because you know, I did them this fine this morning in warm up. You know, I got back off the ice, you know, I went through the singles, tried to get the feeling back. You know, I tried very hard. I was in a good state of mind, but ultimately, physically, I wasn't executing the way I needed to.
I just wanted to ask to Mrs. Shizuka if she thought that Mao Asada will be her next first adversary in the future.
将来のチャンピオンに浅田真央がなると思っていますか？
将来のチャンピオンになる可能性というのは十分にあると思います。ただ、その年その年のチャンピオンは、その才能と運と全てが重なった時に、取れるものだと思うので、頑張ってほしいと思います。
私believes that Mao Asada has a potential to become a world champion or become a champion, but the champion for each year has to have luck at the same time with their skills. So, なんだっけ。
荒川さん、金メダル獲得おめでとうございます。先ほど驚いたという話ありましたけれども、実際にメダルを首にかけて日の丸を持ってウィーミングランをしたときはどんな気分でしたか？
いや、未だにまだちょっと信じられない状態で、もう何が何だか分からず、頭が真っ白状態で回っていました。
So she couldn't think at all after the medal ceremony with her gold medal on her neck.
You said you were ready to retire after 2004 when you began that season. And then you continued on, you sort of got swept up and continued on, and then finished ninth at the World Championships. What led you not to retire after that?
2004年に引退するっていう表明をして、それで2000その後継続して2005年に休止となりましたと。それで辞めなかったっていうのはなぜ辞めなかったと思いますか？
その2004年にチャンピオンになった時に辞めなくてそのまま続けたっていうのは、迷いながら続けていた状態で、そこから抜け出すにはもう一度スケートを楽しんで満足してっていう、その達成感があるところまでやりたいなっていう思いが2005年の世界選手権の後に すごく自分の中であったので続けてここまで続けてきたんですけれども、本当に今は続けてきたことが良かったことで、続けるようにこう道を作ってくれた周りの人々全ての人に本当に感謝したいと思っています。
After the becoming the champion in 2004, well, she was not sure about what she wants to do. And she, well, after the 2005, well, she made her way more clearly. So she's very thanking to all person that she that helped her during this several years.
This is a question to Ms. Arakawa. Can you tell us what you do besides skating in Japan? Are you a student? Have you finished in your university career? And what are you going to do now after you've become the Olympic champion?
スケート以外に何をやっていますかと。で、これからチャンピオンになって、何をしたいですか。
これから、アイスショーとかで滑っていけたらすごく幸せなことで、少しでも一日でも長く誰かに見たいって言ってもらえるようなスケートをし続けられたらいいなと思っています。
Well, she wants to keep skating well, even as an amateur skater, but well, like ice shows and wish to give a good hope to everybody who watches her skating.
Sasha, what's next for you? What's next for you? Are you going to continue skating?
I'm just going to take it one day at a time. You know, as of now, Calgary World Championships, that's next. Tour, take a break, and then, you know, just see how everything goes.
Sasha, just to clarify, you said you had ultrasound. Was that for the groin?
Yeah, just for different various things.
Can you just go through where you had ultrasound?
I don't even know the correct name for all the muscles. But basically, important ones that you need. Along the leg, inner thigh, hamstrings, had some phono on that.But, you know, it was wrapped, it was supported. I did it fine for the short. You know, I just don't know. I wasn't too nervous. You know, I felt pretty good, and I felt in a really good place. So I was just as surprised as hopefully all you guys were.
状況によるのか、それと、カルガリーの世界選手権に出るのかどうか、その2つをお願いします。
トリプルトリプルに関しては1つ目のルッツからのコンビネーションは直前でコーチの方からトリプルダブルでっていう風に、そして確実に2つ目のサルコからのコンビネーションをトリプルトリプル、私は練習の感じからもいけると思ってたので外すつもりは全くなかったんですけれども、飛んだ瞬間に少し、あ、これはもしかしてバランスを崩して強引につけたらダブル判定になるようなトリプルになってしまうのではないかなって即座に思ったので、トリプルダブルに切り替えました。世界選手権に関しては今はエントリーされているので出るつもりではいますけれども、まだ今の時点では全く分かりません。
The question was why she didn't try the triple-triple, and this one is she's intention to participate to Calgary World Championship, and her answer for the first part is the first triple-triple, Lutz and triple-toe is changed to the triple-double with her coach a few days ago, and the next one, triple toe, she didn't feel perfectly clear with the first one, so she decided not to try. Otherwise, specialist will say that call as a double instead of triple. So she didn't take a risk. And she's thinking right now about the next championship in Calgary. Yes, she is now thinking about to participate.
Sasha, with all you've accomplished in your career, are you concerned that your legacy is becoming someone who does great in short programs and struggles in long programs?
I think I've done definitely more good shorts than good longs, but I definitely have done quite a few great longs, not always in the places and times I've wanted to. But no, I would never let myself believe that. I'm a stronger athlete than that, and I know that I'm always improving and getting stronger. And I know that I've done great longs before, maybe not dozens, but I've done them, and I've done them at Pro-Ams, I've done them at World Championships, and I know that I will do them again.
Sasha, despite your saying you felt like you were in a good place, after they announced your name, actually, and you started to go out to the center, it looked like you were walking to the gallows. Was that a misimpression? I mean, you just looked like you didn't want to get there.
You know, I was skated second, so I was just trying to get my heart rate down from the six-minute warm-up and make sure I started the program just being completely calm, because I also kind of did a whole nother warm-up when I got out there going through all the jumps again, and I wanted just to be completely rested and be sure when I started. You know, I think I was probably not nervous, but just a little bit apprehensive, knowing that I'd missed Lutz and Flip in the warm-up. And, you know, when you go out there and you know, you have all the people watching, you know what you want to do, and you know that your practice hasn't gone exactly right, it's kind of hard to feel like you're getting churros at Disneyland. You know, there's a lot going on, and, you know, I stayed in the moment. I tried to get into the music and into the program, but ultimately the jumps just weren't there.
Sasha, I was wondering if you could take the sequence. You said after you finished, you got out of your costume, and was somebody back there talking to you, trying to pump you up, or you're by yourself? And then was it, once you saw how the scores broke, was it like a mad dash to get your costume back on again? And did you feel relief, or what?
I think once you're done, you don't need to be pumped up anymore, whether, you know, how someone else skates or how the judges judge it. For me, I was surprised when I learned that I would be for sure getting a bronze, and then even more surprised when I was going to be getting a silver medal. And it was just kind of like, oh, that's nice. But ultimately, I think over the past 4 years, I've changed as a person because my focus is not on the medal. None of the medals I have at home, I even know where they are. They're in shoeboxes in random places. For me, it's the experience and the process and enjoying it. So, I mean, this is very nice, and I'm sure a lot of people will want to see it back home, but for me, it's just a medal, and it's the process, it's the enjoyment of the performance is why I do it.
Sasha, do you want to make any final comments?
Well, I probably better get going. I've got to go to USA House and eat something different than village foods. That'll be exciting.
And Shizuka, would you like to make the final comment as our Olympic champion this evening?
Just great.
Thank you very much, and congratulations.